on the daily, and we're going to really need to help support one another in the independent media ecosystem.
Yeah. Mickey Haff and Shaley Voitel, two of the editors of Project Censored State of the Free Press 2024. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to have you. And thanks to Summer and Sarah and Lainey. I'm STD Noor. We'll be talking again next week. Bye-bye. Attempt triangulation of our station in the fight.
Straight from the base, deep down, no precision. You're listening to WORT Madison. Like the Wall Street Morning Afternoon Edition. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I'm Mel.
And he's Floyd.
Floyd is here.
I am here.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for asking me. Really glad to be here.
Smarty Pants is actually in D.C.
Yes, that's what I heard.
But, yep. So I don't know.
Yep, I think they're going to name him ambassador to Romania.
To Latveria.
Yeah, right.
Wakanda or something.
Bulimia.
Bulimia. Now, I liked your son's idea about changing the name of Haiti.
Yeah.
It's got the word hate right in
it. Yep.
Change it to Lovey.
To Lovey. And I think things would turn out a lot better.
You know, it's the age of marketing.
And, it is.
And, you know, you got to branding. You got to brand yourself.
Yeah, you do. Got to put a name on
you
things.
You got yourself, your name hate in there. It's not going to work. So you've been on assignment.
Yes, I have been on assignment.
Oh, you have something you
want to say? I did. I learned something on assignment.
What'd you learn?
I learned 2 beers and a puppy.
What's that?
That's Ross McCammon. This is his gift to the world.
Who's that?
He's a writer and blogger, and I think he wrote for some, I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea who he is.
But, okay.
He's the guy who came up with 2 beers and a puppy.
Okay.
So what you need to do is a helpful test for figuring out someone's value in your life. So you go through and you think, okay, yeah. Oh, he used to work at Esquire. Okay, so the test is...
When they had human writers.
Yeah, back when they had actual human. He says, in order to find out how you actually feel about someone, ask yourself, would you have 2 beers with this person?
Okay.
Would you allow this person to look after your puppy over a weekend?
Oh, okay.
And, you know, some people are no and no.
Yeah.
And we run into those all the time.
Yeah.
They're people to be avoided at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are yes and no, and these are people to be cautiously trusted because you'll have a couple beers with them.
Yeah,
and, you know, and some people are no and yes. these people are no fun, but they make this world a better place for puppies, especially. he says. And some people are yes and yes. These people are wonderful people, and your life and work are better for having them in your life. Seek them out. Collaborate with them. Enjoy your company. And he also wrote a story on Medium, so if you want to check it out, Ross McCammon, 2 beers and a puppy. It has been so helpful to me lately. Because, I mean, you are obviously, Mel, you're 2 beers and a puppy.
Yeah, I'm a yes.
Yes. And Smarty Pants is yes.
Yeah. A little iffy on the puppy, but.
Well, yeah.
He'd be okay.
Still, he'd be okay with the puppy.
Yeah.
I would not come home to a dead puppy.
That's the goal.
Yes. And, you know, I was thinking about it. All the people I've met through Wart are definitely yes. And then the puppy is kind of questionable.
Yeah,
but
yeah, some of them I wouldn't.
Some
trust
I wouldn't
with
trust
a,
with a puppy
with a salamander.
No, I wouldn't trust with a salad. So
we're going down the food chain.
Right.
Not,
well,
not that puppies are on the food chain.
No, that's right. Not in this country.
No.
So we. Yeah, I was just thinking back. I had some friends that we asked to water our plants. We were on an extended vacation. I think it was like 3 weeks. And so could you just go in, water our plants? Great, no problem. Came home, all the plants were dead.
That's hard to do.
I know.
What did they like give them?
Well, no,
acid,
the jade plant and the succulents survived, but yeah, everything else was pretty much dead. So. My lime tree that gave me a lime year.
For, oh, nice.
Yeah, for years that was dead.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, and then I looked.
You could use that lime to share a gin and tonic with our new Secretary of Defense.
Yes,
for breakfast.
For breakfast. Three?
Someone said he ordered three.
Yeah, martinis, wasn't it? Or was it three
gin and tonics?
G&Ts?
I mean, what kind of monster orders gin and tonics for breakfast?
I know.
I mean, there's bloodies right there.
There is.
You got orange
stout,
juice.
Oh, you could have a screwdriver mimosa, but
so
no.
I don't know how they can confirm the guy.
I don't either. So. Well, that's because we're not a serious country.
That's true.
We're pretty much us. Cartoon.
It's a reality show.
Yeah, reality soap opera.
Do you see that Musk is going to have an office in the White House? You know, because the richest man in the history of the world doesn't have enough influence.
He needs to be right there.
So when he gets one of his brilliant ketamine-inspired ideas, he can run right into Donald and tell him, you know.
Yeah, Musk is
not. We all should wear our underwear on our heads now. Executive order.
Executive order. Musk is not even a one beer person. Even if he was buying.
I took care of your cat one time when you lived out in Mount Vernon.
Yep.
And I said, yeah, sure, I can do that. And then this horrible snowstorm came in. It took me like an hour and a half to get to your place, which is like a 15-minute drive. I was on the County A, and just I couldn't see the road at all, and it was like, that cat better appreciate this. Not that cats would appreciate anything.
Yeah, but cats don't appreciate much of anything.
So anyway, so some breaking news. They're gonna move the inaugural.
Yes,
with the hogs at the
that's
the trot.
Harley owners group.
they're gonna move it inside because it's gonna be cold.
Oh,
so and I don't know. I think that's kind of wimping out.
I do too. It shows weakness.
I mean, it shows weakness. Yep. I mean, other presidents, Obama. Spoke outside. Biden, William Henry Harrison.
He spoke outside.
He spoke for a long time.
Hours.
Didn't hurt him a bit.
Well, not, yeah.
Right away.
It was, yeah, right away. He died in 30
he
days.
He got the 30 days. Was he still like on probation when he died then?
He must have been.
I don't know what they have. They have like 6 months
I think
probation
6 months,
period.
Yeah. It's some government positions job. They do it 12, but
Yeah. They made me switch mine to 12 after a while. It was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I can tell in like 2 days whether I want to work with this person.
Right.
And I didn't even know the puppy thing back then.
Right, right. Now
that would have been very handy for hiring people.
It really would have. Two beers and a puppy.
I could give him a puppy and then we'll have a couple beers with them, and it's like,
and then come back in a week after the weekend.
You know, it's like, no,
sorry,
puppy didn't make it.
Sorry, I'm sorry, the puppy didn't make it.
I told the HR department one time I had an opening, and I said I was just going to hire the tallest white male with the best hair. they just about fell on the floor.
Like, shucks, I should have applied.
You can't say that.
Oh, jeez. I'm no longer as tall as I once was.
Yeah.
I went in to get my knees evaluated.
Yeah.
And it looks like they want to put new ones in.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this last time.
Sure.
And I'm shorter now. I have lost 2.5 inches.
Wow, that's a lot.
A lot. Yeah. And I guess it's mostly my back and my knees.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's... It was kind of a blow to my self-image when I realized that.
I know. I hate that.
Yeah.
It's like one of the few things I have going for me in life is that I'm kind of tall.
Yeah, being a tall guy. And I have the head scars to prove it.
Here's another breaking story.
Okay.
Joe Biden says the Equal Rights Amendment is ratified.
Yes, I saw that. Can he do that? Can he just say that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are we back like in the 70s and 80s again? You know, we're arguing about the Panama Canal
and
the ERA now. Yeah. I get my old buttons out of the closet.
Yeah, no kidding. And dust them off.
Yeah.
Pin them on.
I like this headline. Kicking off expected legal battle.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. So... The archivist of the United States, Dr. Colleen Shogan, has to certify and publish the amendment in order to make it.
Oh, okay.
Certify it.
Well, I hope they don't organize an angry mob to attack the archives.
No, I'm sure they will. If they know where they are.
They wouldn't be able to find the archives.
What's an archive? Well, that's I tell you, Panama Canal, Greenland.
It's all coming back.
It's all coming back.
We're going to be fighting over the Louisiana Purchase pretty soon. Seward's Folly.
We were just talking about that over the weekend in Florida. I don't know why that came up. You know, bar talk. You're sitting around watching the playoffs, drinking too much, and then you talk about Seward's Folly.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. The other thing, the guy sitting next to me at one of the bars, we spend all, Trixie's family is from Green Bay, so we spend a lot of time in taverns. Anyway.
As they're known in Green Bay, nurseries.
That's right. Daycare.
Daycare.
So, anyway, sitting next to this guy, and he's drinking Coors Light in a bottle, and then drinking like double shots of Jägermeister out of a glass, no ice or anything.
And he's not like 19 years old.
No, he's was my age, smoking Cools, because he started that in high school and hadn't quit.
Had the same hairstyle he had in high school.
Well, no, there was no hair.
Oh, okay.
Could have been. I don't know. Anyway, so he was complaining about...
That's why men lose their hair, because otherwise they'd wear the same hairstyle that they wore when they were 17.
Right. I did that.
For their whole life.
I'm going in to get my hair cut next week. It's been a long time.
Breaking news.
I know. It's been a long time, and because I had a flowbee. I have, actually, possess a flowbee, which is this thing you hook up to your vacuum cleaner and cut your own hair. I was doing great with it.
Really?
Yeah. And it would say, the haircuts cost money. And so, but then the last three times I did it, I just butchered my head horribly. I looked like a mangy fox or something. So I said, okay, three times, I'm a quick learner.
Yeah.
Just stop after that.
That's twice, and, three times a lady. Then,
yeah. Huh? And never cut my hair again. Unfortunately, that's not a sustainable.
No.
You just can't. No. So I decided I'm going to hire a professional.
Yeah.
And have them evaluate it. But I need to get, according to Trixie, I'm supposed to get pictures of what I want my hair to look like.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was wondering if I could get your picture.
Just use a melon.
I'm Floyd. Here's my melon.
Put a pair of glasses on it. Right. That's pretty much me. That's on my driver's license, actually.
So, anyway.
And it's the best driver's license photo I've ever had.
I imagine. Oh, boy. So, yeah. So that's...
Go to the barber...
Of Seville.
School. The barber of Seville. I hear he's good.
Yeah. I used to do that, the cosmetology school on campus.
The clown college.
Yeah. It's the cosmologist.
Oh.
And anyway, so go in, but it would always take like 2 hours because they're learning how to do this.
Yeah.
And
of course, every
time you go in, you get a different person.
And I'd ask them stuff about like supernovas and black holes. They didn't know any of that
stuff.
No,
and I think we were getting them too soon. They're freshman, sophomore cosmologists.
Yeah.
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 So. Anyway, it's a conundrum when... You still have hair.
Addressing the big news of the issues of the day here. And
Floyd gets a haircut.
Esty was talking about independent media and how important it is. And we're demonstrating
example.
That
yes.
here. Because the mainstream media, they've locked down on this.
They have. You never read about
Bezos says, do not do anything about hair.
Yeah, so, don't write about hair. Yeah.
That reminds me, there's going to be a table at the inaugural, apparently, with Bezos, Musk, and Zuckerberg.
Jeez.
That table is going to have like more money than probably 95% of the people in the world combined.
The world combined, jeez. This is a big mistake. We've got to teach people the concept of enough. Because it seems to be severely lacking in some folks.
I was thinking about that the other day, that in terms of of now you have children, right?
Yes, I do.
I think I vaguely remember meeting them and being horrified.
Yeah, but. Wait, you bred?
but I think when people of no matter what their politics for the most part, you know, except for the horrible humans.
Yeah.
But probably 95% of the people with kids, they try to teach their kids to be to share, to be kind, to be inclusive, to not be greedy. And all those things that are really good. And so people are showing their values. That's what they think is important. That's how they want their kids to grow up. And then we have such a hard time translating that into adult activities. And it's like, no, that's what we want. That's the ideal.
This is what we're aiming toward.
You know, it's kind of like that economics thing of like, you know, I really want that sports car. Well, no, you don't, because you'd work harder to get it.
Right.
And here it's like, you want your kids to have these attributes because you work really hard to say, no, don't hit, share your toy with your friend, you know?
And don't be greedy. You inculcate these values at a young age and you hope they carry through a lifetime, and for some reason.
After a certain point, you're allowed to turn that off and then say, oh, greed is good, or watch out for number one.
Yeah,
or,
you know, I got mine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah. I just wish we could kind of carry that on.
Yeah.
A lot of things we do. I mean, we expose kids to all kinds of different activities, you know, here's some art, here's some sports, here's different kinds of reading.
Different stuff.
And as a parent, you're always doing this stupid stuff to take your kid to Chicago to see the fish to see a play or something. And I mean, it's just...
You're running them down to see the eclipse.
It's like, but once you're an adult, it's like, oh, I don't really have to be exposed to the world anymore. I've got Netflix, you know?
Yes, right. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making myself clear. But
I'm happy to say that my children have persevered and have actually retained those values.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I remember when you were a scoutmaster and you had this like the scout troop that was like all these kind of, it was like the island of misfit toys.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
They were all like, you know, just nonconformists and smart and artistic and just the, it wasn't like you know, I mean, a lot of scout troops were pretty good, but yours was really.
It was really an honor to be able to serve. And they're off doing great things too. I mean, that's the thing.
Speaking of great things, there's help from Donald Trump on the way to Hollywood.
They've had
some trouble.
Yeah, they've had some trouble.
Yeah. Trump vows to help troubled Hollywood with Mel Gibson, John Voight, and Sylvester Stallone. I think he thinks Hollywood's like a separate country.
Yeah, right.
And so he's appointed them as ambassadors to Hollywood. Yeah. So I don't quite get it.
And those three must, I imagine, they just have their thumbs firmly up the pulse of Hollywood right now.
He missed James Woods.
Right. Oh boy.
When the fires first started, there was a James Woods reported on. Probably X. He's probably one of the few people still left there, but that his house burned down and everybody was celebrating. And then he came with an update and said, oh, I got an update. Good news, my house did not burn down. And everybody was like, all these sad emojis.
I mean, I would. It would cause me to reexamine my life choices if that was the reaction I got to announcing a personal tragedy.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, two beers and a puppy. That's what James Wood does not even get the beer.
They're going to spend $250 million on the inauguration on Monday.
Oh, it'd be a bargain at half the price. And
speaking of those values, let's celebrate fascism for a quarter of $1 billion.
And cut child care and child nutrition. Because
a lot of these companies that were appalled at the January 6th attack four years ago and said, you know, we're not going to be involved in politics, we're not going to make political donations, especially to the Republican Party.
They're all kicking in,
million here, a million there. Yep.
They're working toward the Führer, is what they're doing. Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, you realize in troubled times, the important thing is, I'm going to wave this Kleenex box at you to emphasize this
you
point. The important thing is friends.
Yes.
And your community support.
Yes.
And two beers and a puppy.
Now, what kind of puppy? Is it like a...
It doesn't really matter.
An obnoxious puppy, or is it a sweet one, or is it a big one, a little one?
I don't know if I'd qualify it. I think
it's just any kind of puppy.
Yeah, I mean, because I could trust you.
It could be like a Great Dane puppy or a poodle.
I could trust you with any kind of puppy over a weekend.
Yeah. Well, I love dogs. Dogs are like, I've decided now that I've had more free time that dogs are kind of it.
Yeah.
That's like, they make me happy. And I just, you know, unabashedly, it's like, I love being with dogs. I love being with my dog. I've got a friend. I take care of her dog. She works at the UW, so her hours are crazy.
So you watch that dog.
I'll take the dog out for walks. It just makes the world, they make the world better. I saw a dog sticking its head out the window of a truck on the way down here.
And you smiled.
And it made me so happy.
We have dear friends in Maine who have two dogs. And that's one of the primary reasons we go is because their dogs are just awesome.
Yeah.
But I love dogs too. Someday, maybe I'll be able to, if I ever stay in one place.
You've never had a dog I've known you.
Had a dog... in Michigan, and that was, many, many years ago.
Mm.
But, grew up with dogs, but haven't had a dog. Well, and now we're so peripatetic. We travel much. It's just hard. And plus, I can't have a dog in my apartment in town.
Yeah.
So that's...
But if you ever get a puppy, you need someone to watch it.
I'd be right Smarty Pants,
top
maybe.
Of the list there. So.
Ruby, I think Gladys, I think Craniac, I'd have two beers. Let him watch my puppy over the weekend.
Sure.
I'm trying to think. Like I say, pretty much everybody at Word is at least two beers.
At least one of the yeses.
Yeah, there. One of the yeses, which is why I keep coming back, despite my better judgment.
So New Jersey.
Yeah. What'd they do there? What'd they do now?
Their water has such a high incidence of forever chemicals in it, the PFAS. They found in the Jersey residents' blood has high levels of PFAS in it. And so doctors are recommending bloodletting.
Oh, so they're laying in leeches.
We're
huh?
really going back.
Oh, we are. You know, I'm sure there's a company somewhere in the United States, an outfit that raises medicinal leeches.
Oh, yeah. I think they do use them in hospitals sometimes.
Yeah.
So. The private drinking water supplies in Jersey were polluted by the firefighting foam. And more than 10,000 chemicals build up in the body. But they can use bloodletting to draw the blood from a vein in measured amounts. You got to measure it. You don't suck too much out of it. And then they can the body will naturally replenish the blood. And then you must repeat this until it's like an oil change.
Yeah, it is.
Put you up on the rack.
You're down a few quarts. So you can buy.
So we've created this society where we polluted ourselves so much,
so badly that we got
we have to bleed like
blood.
George Washington or something.
Well, luckily you can buy medicinal leeches online.
Really?
Yep. They're halal.
They're what?
The name of it is halal leeches.
Hello.
Yeah. So live leeches. They're certified halal. So there you go. It doesn't say how much they are. Of course, you can always get them from
bait shops.
So that's the route I'd go. That's where I get my ivermectin at the Fleet Farm and go to the bait shop for my leeches.
Speaking of Mel Gibson, our new ambassador to Hollywood, he was on Joe Rogan this week.
Oh, he was,
and he was talking about cancer. I don't think he has cancer, but
he knows the word.
and he was saying that ivermectin is a good way to treat cancer.
Oh,
and that he knows people who are doing cured. That, and that it cured him.
Wow, if you can't take medical advice from Mel Gibson, who can you take?
Yeah,
yeah.
Not the Jews, that's for sure.
No. Or sugar bombs, or whatever.
We can't say that.
I did not say that.
And here's another story showing us how we're in retrograde. Doctors worry that iodine deficiency is coming back.
I saw that one.
Now, this is one where we found the easiest way to counter that.
Yeah.
Yep. Putting in salt.
Put it in salt.
Because we love salt.
Right.
We put salt on anything.
Yep.
And including two beers and a puppy.
Yeah. Salt in the beer. You don't want to salt the puppy, though.
No, that's true. No. But
just trying to preserve it.
Researchers have been increasingly seeing low levels of iodine in pregnant women and other people, raising concerns about an impact on their newborns. And there's a small but growing number of reports of iodine deficiency in kids.
See, you give them that pink Himalayan sea salt.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the iodine in it.
Oh, sure.
You know, that's the thing. You're using gourmet salts now that are not iodized.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a main issue. That's why I got my goiter.
Always with the goiter. You always bring that up in the conversation.
Just waiting for it to achieve sentience so I can get some good advice for a change.
Try ivermectin. That's good for it.
Good for what ails you.
Good for what ails you. We're literally back to like the medicine man traveling around selling, you know.
In fact, I think I'm going to get a cart.
Snake oil.
This is oil from real snakes.
Yeah.
Got a squeaky snake.
Yeah. Another animal-related story. And now you've been to Iowa, right?
Yes. Yeah. I've been to.
Have you ever petted a snake or a shark?
Shark. No, I was so tempted, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you better do it soon.
One of the bucket list things.
An Iowa lawmaker has filed a bill to stop people from petting sharks in Iowa.
And that's not a euphemism.
It is. No, it is not. It's floundered in the the state legislature, but he's determined to keep bringing it back. His name is Bubba Sorensen.
Bubba. So, vote for Bubba.
Yeah, there was an incident.
I'll keep you from petting sharks.
My opponent is a pro shark petter. I have this video to prove it.
It's time we stood up against the blatant shark petting occurring all across Iowa.
Only Bubba can save us from this. So. It was a response to an incident at the Blue Zoo Aquarium in West Des Moines.
Oh.
Where an 18-inch bamboo shark bit an employee's hand.
Oh.
So Bubba wants to make it so you cannot pet sharks in Iowa.
Yeah, he didn't like it that I was on a list for shark bites. Calling undue attention to the Iowans.
Well, with all of the oceanfront property in Iowa, it's a big problem that people go to Iowa because, you know, people go, I want to see the ocean.
Yeah, I want to see the ocean. I want to swim with the sharks.
I want to swim with the sharks, and then I might pet them if I get close enough.
Yeah, if I get close enough, they let me.
And I'll pet them, and there's no law against it in Iowa.
Hey, heck, no, there's no law
against it.
Screw
that Bubba guy.
Yeah. Bubba can not pet his own shark.
There's another bill. This is our roundup of bills in the Iowa State Legislature.
Right, yeah.
There's one that wants to annex or add like six or seven southern Minnesota counties to Iowa.
Uh-huh.
So I think we're at this stage where everybody's just going to like start. It's a land grab.
Right.
It's like.
Now's our chance. We can get the UP.
It's like 1492 all over again. It's like, oh, I claim this ocean for the queen.
I claim these pasties for Wisconsin.
But I wasn't sure. The article didn't mention the counties, but I'm from southern Minnesota.
Right.
And
yeah,
I don't want my Steele County being sucked down into Iowa.
No.
Because we always made fun of Iowa.
Right.
Because you got, you know, wherever you are, you got to have somebody to make fun of.
Right. With us, it was Ohio.
I mean,
it's the same
Ohio-ho.
State. Idaho.
Yeah. You know, when I moved here, I realized that Illinois was the
bad guy.
One, yeah, and but there we always
they're worthy of mockery.
That's true, but we always made Iowa jokes there. So, and I don't know how we would survive if they
it would
conquered
be such
us
a and crush of your culture,
and it would mess up the whole like the shape of Minnesota.
It
There'd
would
be like a little bump down there,
right? And, it'd be a little abbreviated. Yeah, maybe we could work out something with like. Ashland and Bayfield with Minnesota if we can get the UP of Michigan and then Michigan can get Toledo back.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I think that
would be
the
Let's just start over. Let's just start over. Erase these maps and just...
New maps.
What,
yeah, we can...
Everything's square.
Yeah, we can just... Yeah, that would be awesome. We could just start a grassroots movement.
Yeah.
New maps for the U.S. Everything's square.
The new square deal.
New square deal. And that'd be great because then you could make
cakes. The puzzles would be better.
Puzzles would be easier. You could make cakes in the shape of, of whichever state you want. You just have to decorate it a little differently. But yeah, I think we're on
these squiggly lines.
It's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace. Yeah, it's like, who came up with that?
We can, ever since Pythagoras, we could draw a straight line.
I've heard about that Pythagoras guy.
I have too. That's just a theorem.
Yeah. I had another good idea, too.
Oh, did you?
I was driving down here, and
you're
I noticed...
full of them.
It was, you know, it's a nice warm day. It's like 45 degrees or something out there.
My car said 49. But yeah,
mine said 47. I was being conservative, because, you know, I'm pretty conservative.
You are pretty conservative. So, but you drive a Subaru.
But I was noticing there are a lot of bicycles on the road in Madison when it gets this warm.
Right.
And I thought that would be a good thing for meteorologists to use rather than like an old-fashioned thermometer, which has been around forever.
Yep.
They could use the bicycle count. They could have AI can do it, right?
Right. Well, they've got a...
AI could count it, and it'd be kind of like, you know, you could figure out the temperature based on how many bicycles were around Madison.
They've got a post on the corner of Monroe and Regent that counts the bicycles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. They could just tap into that.
I'm sure that's online. They got the one somewhere over by the Frank Lloyd Wright place.
Do they?
Too.
Yeah. So you just get all of those. I don't know how many there are of those.
Then they can track you.
That's what that's for. Yeah. But anyway, you can just get all those, do an aggregate, do a median.
An algorithm. We need an algorithm.
And boom.
We want one of those algorithms.
There you have the bike score.
Yeah. It'd be like, you know, you can tell the temperature by counting the cricket chirps.
Right. Yeah.
So it'd be like that.
Yeah. Just like that. It'd be a bikeometer.
It's revolutionary. These ideas.
I
should have an office in the White House.
You should have an office. You should be at that table.
The table with the billionaires.
Billionaires. But you're a billionaire of ideas.
Yes. I think we've known that for way
decades.
Too long. All right. We got to take a brief break here. You are listening to the Mel and Floyd Show here on WORT. You might be listening on the internet at WRTFM.org. You could be listening in the future because we'd put this show and all of our shows up on the archives page. And I'm hoping you use the WRT app. It's really sweet. It's very easy to use, and it helps you. You can listen live. You can listen to go through the archives.
Anytime you want to, you can tune in.
I don't know. It does all kinds of wonderful things. Yep. So, but it'll count cricket chirps for you, I think.
It won't count the bicycles yet, but we're working on that.
We'll get that in there.
So,
We'll get Doug to get that in there.
Yeah.
And also thanks to Mindless Minion D-Cubed, who puts this show up on the...
He's a hero.
And he does the file management to make sure that the show is available in Spotify or Apple Pods or wherever you get your pods.
Make sure it's...
You can pod this.
You can manage your pods.
Yeah.
Pod management is what we like to call it.
Floyd's here with us today, Mr. Smarty Pants. Is actually in D.C. I know there's a big anti-Trump rally or march or something.
There's the March for America tomorrow.
So maybe...
Or is it Sunday? I can't remember.
Yeah, maybe he's going to that. I don't know.
But
we'll have some stories next week.
I'm sure we will.
Wonderful
can't
it is.
Wait.
With, you know, those people who have to go inside because it's too cold.
Yes.
Unlike Obama, did it twice.
Yeah.
Spoke outside.
Both outside.
And Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, he did it outside.
And as I like to point out.
Has anybody, and other president?
Indoor? I mean, I think even, it was cold when Reagan was the second time Reagan was inaugurated. They said that was the coldest one. I think he was outside. And again, you know, William Henry Harrison spoke for 2 hours outside. He was one tough son of a gun.
He was, yep.
Tippy Canoe.
Yep, yeah. And Tyler, too.
Yeah.
And Tyler got it. Tippy Canoe.
All right, we got to play some announcements. Okay. We're going to come back with, what do we got here? Here's a study.
Oh.
Are you sitting down for this?
I
this
am.
Conclusion?
Yeah.
Opposition to trans rights was the people who were opposed to trans rights were not concerned with women's sports.
Oh. So that was all a ruse?
They were not big women's, they were not big fans,
fans of
like
women's.
The women's high school tennis team or anything, but
No, they just Huh.
I don't know. I was shocked.
Yeah, so. Me too.
All right, we got to play some announcements. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Support for this program comes from WORT's listener sponsors and Isthmus Newspaper. Isthmus is back on newsstands the first Thursday of every month, and now a nonprofit. Isthmus continues to expand its independent coverage of local government, the arts, and all things Madison at isthmus.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in homebrewing and winemaking supplies for over 40 years. Open to in-person shopping or order online for curbside pickup, in-Madison delivery and shipping of supplies at wineandhop.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Bernie's Rock Shop, located at 901 East Johnson, and our new shop, Bernie's on Park, at 636 South Park in Madison. We offer handmade silver jewelry as well as unique mineral, crystal, and fossil specimens from around the world. Store hours and more information available at berniesrockshop.com.
From the Capitol Rotunda in Madison, Wisconsin celebrates the 45th annual tribute and ceremony honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with music and words of reflection Monday, January 20th. I'm Jonathan Overby, inviting you to hear it live starting at noon.
WORT will be broadcasting the 45th annual tribute and ceremony from the Capitol Rotunda on Monday, January 20th, starting at noon, hosted by Dr. Jonathan Overby.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead.
Get it down! Get it down! Play on it now! Come on!
And we're back.
And we are two beers and a puppy, folks.
A puppy in every pot.
It's
there.
A secret.
Oh, no, that's not it.
It's a secret to life right now.
So did you find out anything about inaugurals?
Yes, inaugurations, traditionally, they were held inside. Thomas Jefferson started the...
They're held inside?
Yeah, they're held inside.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if he did it... he must have done it at his house because we didn't have a Capitol building at that time.
They did a bunch.
Maybe did them in
first ones they did in New York. I think.
Oh, okay.
And then they were doing them in March. Too,
yeah,
so it was a little warmer.
Right, a little warmer. Yeah. So anyway, and of course, James Monroe, the president, did his inauguration outside, and he pretty much established the precedent.
Oh,
because of course the. Capitol building had burnt down.
Oh, that's why they did
the
it
War of 1812.
It was the evil Canadians who did that.
Yeah, it was. And of course, you know, he's going, yeah, well, I'm establishing this tradition of having it outside now because
we don't have a place to have it.
Actually, pay no attention to that burnt hulk behind me. Oh, yeah, those were simpler times.
We've been waiting 200 years to get even with Canada.
Yes, we
now we have
now
Trump.
We have Trump. Yeah.
So there.
Yeah. So, yeah, the lawmakers in at least 7 states are trying to seek expanded abortion access. Because ProPublica did a report a while back talking about how... maternal death rates have increased,
mm-hmm.
and also the infant death rates have increased since the abortion ban. And so now Republican lawmakers are trying to kind of backpedal that. And
well, they're trying to ignore it.
Well, they're trying to change, actually, seven states, they're trying to change the law to so women have a little more access, because that's who we ask.
Yeah.
You know, we ask lawmakers if women can have access to
Please, can I not die?
Would you pretty please allow women to not die? Yeah, so. But that, you know, it doesn't really matter, I think, anymore. If you're, as long as you are just a cog in the consumerist wheel.
Keep feeding the machine.
Just feed the machine, and things will probably maybe be all right.
I didn't bring the story in, but there were some people in Washington looking to save some money, you know, because their budget is out of control.
It is, just completely
and,
out of control.
And they were looking at food stamps.
Of course, yeah, that's where you want to cut.
Yeah.
Because that both supports the farmers and feeds children.
Yeah.
So think of how... Yeah, how much you could save.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because that's a major part of our budget. That's at least easily three-quarters of our budget.
Yeah.
Goes to food stamps.
Yeah, stamps, I think, yeah.
Yeah, just the stamps and then paying people to lick them all the
time. Right, that's the hard part is trying to find good lickers. First question, can you hold your liquor?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, that where they were looking to save money is Medicaid.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Health care for poor people, food for poor people.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't know why we just don't eat poor people.
Hey, red dye number 3 has been banned.
I saw that.
After 30 years.
Now what are we going to do? Tiny,
yeah, well, love potion number 9 is still on the market.
Oh, good. So in Maine, they have red hot dogs. And for some reason, I don't know why, these bright red hot dogs.
Yeah.
And now they've got to change the recipe because...
They won't be bright red anymore.
Can they
just paint them or something?
I think that's what they're going to do.
Be just as healthy.
Lead-based paint. So it adheres, you know.
Did you see, a couple of weeks ago, I think I mentioned this last week, but Lil Kim in North Korea banned people eating hot dogs. Not quite sure why, unless it has the all-American kind of
connotation. Maybe, yeah. And how I wonder how widespread the practice of hot dog eating was actually in North Korea.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They might have been real dogs. I didn't read the story.
On puppies, he's a no.
But yeah, red dye, but it was like 30 years ago, they came out and said, this stuff causes cancer. You should get rid of it. Okay, we'll get right on that.
Yep.
And as soon as we cut food stamps.
2 weeks? Yeah.
2 weeks. I forgot about the 2 weeks.
Yes, right. We're coming back to that.
Yeah. And the Scaramucci's.
Yes. And all these Scaramucci's. Yeah, so I don't know. There's what is it that red color? Yeah, the word escapes me. Anyway, I'm trying to think of substitutes for red dye number 3 that would not be cancerous.
Oh, okay.
And there's one
that
comes
like nightshade or something.
Yeah, right. No, I think that's your purples.
What those red berries?
Yeah. So, I've been eating them 6 and 7 weeks now. Haven't got sick once. Oh, they were purple berries, weren't they? I'm sorry.
Are you still with us here?
Just wandering down the primrose path. Tra la ti da.
Hey, you know the Washington Post's famous slogan:
mm-hmm.
"Democracy dies in darkness."
Yes.
Well, guess what died first? The slogan.
Slogan. Oh, jeez.
They've killed off their "democracy dies in darkness" slogan.
What are they? I still subscribe to the Post.
They replaced it with "screw you." I got mine.
Yeah,
right. You know, I got mine. Screw you.
I'm running down the red dye rabbit hole because this is bothering me.
We've lost you for a while.
I'm just going to let the Googles do its work.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that.
Red dye. So.
TGI Fridays, the restaurant chain.
Yes.
Is it
still around?
Yeah, it is an epic mess, I guess. It had a bankruptcy and they've closed a bunch of stores, and they called in, actually one of the major franchise holders is coming in to save it. The reason this interests me is when we were in Egypt many years ago, 2010 maybe? Anyway, it was hard to find a beer in Egypt.
Did they have the pyramids when you went?
Yeah, they did. They just finished them. Yeah. Yeah, just cleaning up.
Yeah. And the scaffolding.
Yeah, getting the scaffolding. The
aliens flew away. Little flying saucer lifts off.
Anyway, we had a hard time. And the most reliable place, because like 1,000 feet of a mosque or something, you couldn't get alcohol.
Oh, okay.
And so that was difficult to try and being from Wisconsin, we had certain needs. Our BAC was dropping precipitously. And so
you got that monitor you wear, right?
Yeah, I do, yeah. It blinks when it gets low. So went to
the fat bit.
Yes. Oh, I have not napped enough today. Checking my wrist.
My red dye number two is a little low.
So anyway, we ended up at the TGI Fridays on the Nile River.
Oh, fun.
And it's like right downtown Cairo, and TGI Fridays. They had outdoor seating, so we sat right at the Nile. They'd bring us beer. They were very slow with the beer bringing, so we had to order two at a time after a while. But
that was like the birthplace of beer, wasn't it?
Right across the river by the pyramids.
Yeah.
They bake and brew beer.
They found it like from 5,000 years ago or something.
Yeah. So, historical.
A little flat, but it's not bad. It was kind of like hams. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not sure where this story was going.
You had to go to TGI Fridays.
Yeah, I had to go to TGI Fridays in Cairo.
So you're concerned if they go under.
This is.
And then you go back to Egypt.
Yep. Should I ever wake up?
That's
going to
keep you up at night.
I know. I'm going to worry about that.
That and the red dye number three.
Yeah.
Here's a study published in Health Affairs Scholar.
Oh.
It says there's a significant relationship between political ideologies at the state level and health outcomes across the United States. Researchers found that states with more, quote, conservative political metrics tend to experience worse health outcomes, including higher rates of infant mortality, premature deaths, and food insecurity.
Huh.
So
I'm sure there's no correlation.
When the right wing is in charge of your state, you die.
You die.
Just to boil it down for you. That's the gist of that one. So.
It's annatto seeds. That's what you can turn food red with, annatto.
Oh, okay.
So I think I just solved the main hot dog problem just now.
Very happy to hear that.
Get me my phone. Could have called the governor.
Trump's EPA pick. Mm-hmm. Flunks science quiz in confirmation hearing. His name is Lee Zeldin. He was struggling to answer basic questions about climate change.
What were some of the questions?
H23?
Yeah, H-O-3-O? What? Oh, dear.
Well, anything he'd answer, you know, like, factually would go against the...
Right. He's playing to the Fuhrer is what he's doing.
Windmills do cause cancer. Yeah, and
these confirmation hearings are not for us.
It's confirmation bias hearings.
Yeah, right. And they're not actually for...
They're not hearings.
They're not for anybody. It's a performance for Trump.
Yeah.
They're just playing to the Fuhrer.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, and they're just... A lot of them are just totally dismissive of the Senate. I mean, you know, who are you to ask me these questions?
Right. Yeah. I've been appointed by Trump. Yeah.
Oh.
And no beers, no puppy.
Melting ice reveals a 6,000-year-old forest in Wyoming.
Really?
It's not really, it's not there anymore, but it was under the ice. It was in the Rocky Mountains. They've discovered a almost 6,000-year-old white bark pine forest. And a place where they didn't expect to find
things.
Wow,
are
like
the
that.
Trees still wooden, or have they been fossilized?
No, they're all turned into
some, stone.
Some sort of path, yeah.
Or peat. Or
turned into peat.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Pete. <That's> you know, like the moss.
Yeah, okay. Not like the person.
So. No.
Florida Representative Anna Paulin Luna suggests, the perfect name, suggests aliens are non-biological interdimensional angels.
Of course they are. So. Yeah, yeah. And does she have a tick?
her last name is Luna.
Luna with a tick.
Yeah. So, yep, so that they're concerned about the...
Well, is she going to introduce legislation?
That's I'm sure she will.
That is my question. Put your
brain is supposed to be.
Never mind. Yeah. Just propose a bill, please, so we can mock that.
Did you see that Nancy Mace wanted to fight somebody the other day?
Yes, let's take it outside, she says.
It was that, I think it was that Crockett woman, too.
And, yes,
and,
I think
so. I wouldn't mess with her. She's,
no, hell no.
She'd beat the crap out of me.
I am easily intimidated.
but it's like, let's take this outside.
Yes, right. Yeah, no, don't. She could browbeat me into a pulp.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is. We are not a serious country.
We are no. So
nobody's taking this seriously anymore.
Polish general fired after missing anti-tank mines were found at IKEA. But they were harmless because nobody could assemble.
No,
them.
Right.
What is this? These directions. There's like a cartoon guy is blowing his leg off. Right. And it's like,
I guess I have to be careful assembling the new bimb from IKEA.
This will keep the gophers out of my backyard.
Oh boy!
I can just picture the little cartoon with the right. Kind of chubby guy.
His leg.
It's all bloody stump for a leg. I'm glad they fired the guy. At least we would never do that. We would say, "Oh, that's what we meant to do." We
wanted, boys will be boys.
We wanted to make it more accessible to people. Yeah.
We're all about the openness in this administration.
What else? We're just kind of running down headlines here.
Yeah, yep.
New Jersey teachers no longer required to pass state's basic literacy test.
Because that was a problem for so long.
These teachers think they're so smart. Yeah, right. They know all the letters. So they'll have teachers who can't read, and you go to the nurse's office. The student nurse, the school nurse, will bleed you.
Yes, right.
Hang on, let me get the leeches. Yeah.
don't go running.
Did you ever go to the school nurse when you were in school?
I don't think I did either.
Yeah. So
no, I worked at a campground and. Accompanied campers to the school nurse.
Yeah.
Or a camp. Yeah. Summer camp is what it was. But no.
I just wonder what that was like.
Yeah.
But,
I can't think. Once I did, actually. It was the psychologist. The school nurse and psychologist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. that's when they discovered I was depressed and suicidal. So.
I knew that 5 minutes after meeting you.
I know. so, that was my 15th birthday. My parents gave me a shotgun. I did not take the hint.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It was a nice nice gun.
You've got nice long legs. Your toe will reach the trigger.
Right, your toe will reach that. Shouldn't be a problem. Son? No, my dad wanted me to get into hunting.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah, okay.
I think that's what his excuse was when confronted.
That's sort of like we should mention that we lost Bob Uecker this week.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
yep.
It just hurt. I mean, I know he was 90, but it just just hurt.
I listened to him last summer.
Yeah, he's been doing the Brewers since 71. He was just so great to listen to.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I could go on and on.
I know. And well, the thing is, too, is that people say when they bump into him, he's just Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
It's not like he's...
But he had a line where he said, my folks moved a lot when I was a kid, but I always managed to find them.
right.
But I just want to say, he had this national, you know, identity as the funny man, you know.
Right.
And he was funny. He was genuinely funny without trying, without over trying.
Yeah, no forcing.
But he was also just a great broadcaster. I mean, you could listen to him. It was just effortless listening. He let the game play out. He let the game breathe. He didn't try to, you know, come up with stupid catchphrases or scream at the mic.
Right. Except for it's up.
Oh yeah. But that'd
be the one thing but he
seemed to genuinely love it. I mean, and he was 90. And he didn't get caught into the back in my day things were better.
Right.
A lot of the old a lot of the old broadcasters were players.
So much change in the game,
things were better back. You know, you can get away with that.
But he didn't do that.
I mean, he loved what he was doing, and everybody loved him. And he was, you know, and he didn't say, "Oh, this would have never flown back in my day."
Right.
One time in, I think it was 1964, he was on the St. Louis Cardinals, and he was a catcher. He was the backup catcher, and he was friends with the pitcher Bob Gibson, who was black. And there weren't a lot of black players back in 1964, and they took the team picture, and so he sat next to Gibson, and they held hands, hoping no one would notice,
and they didn't.
Until after a while. And he's playing in St. Louis, so there's a lot of rednecks there,
right.
Probably didn't like the idea of a black guy on the team in the first place, hanging out with a white guy and holding hands with him. But they just did it as a joke, you know, so they finally, somebody noticed that after a while, and they had to retake the picture, and they had to separate. Like the kids in junior high. It's
you can tell the best friends because they're at opposite ends of the line. he spent many hours in the car listening to him.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Ohioans seeking public records from law enforcement agencies may have to pay a hefty price tag moving forward after the governor signed a new bill on January 2nd. The new public records provision grant police departments the discretion to charge $75 per hour of video footage, up to $750 per request.
Whoa, $75 an hour for video? So the body cam footage of
if you want to get the body cam footage, they'll probably max that out and charge you $750 for your open records request.
So
that's how you get around these things, like the open records.
Sure,
open meetings, and you find all these loopholes.
Yep. $0.50 a page for copies.
And this is the same for everybody,
it's
equal justice, you know.
That's right, as long as you can pay, it's equal justice.
I have a friend who's an attorney, and she's kind of a advisor to this small town board. And it's a small town board. These aren't professional politicians or anything. Yep. They're you know, farmers and
doing the best they can.
And she's kind of like the referee when they say, "Well, let's take this in the back room." And she goes, "Nope." Blows her whistle, you know.
You cannot.
Open records law.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to be an open meeting. Well, at least they listen to her.
Yeah, I think they do. So. All right, we got to get out of here pretty soon. We got about a minute left. El Serpentine coming up here, filling in for the real Jaguar.
Yeah, so. Two beers and a puppy.
Yeah, we like El Serpentine. Yeah. We trust him with a puppy.
Yeah, I trust him.
Yeah, he's nodding. He's okay with that.
He'll take the puppy.
Yeah.
So, shall I start the week?
Yes, let's start the weekend.
Okay.
Ooh, you always bring in the fancy whistle.
I know.
That's very
I inherited
nice.
This from my father.
Yeah. and my father's father.
My father's father's father before him. Yeah, yeah, who was a clown in the circus.
Really?
No.
No. So how long's your family been in the country?
I've got Mayflower relatives on both sides.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. That's what I thought. You kind of had that look to you. That
right,
you,
I know, yeah. I did the genetic thing a few years ago, and it just came back completely white. So, just white.
You just said vanilla.
Yeah, just said vanilla. So, even Wonder Bread has a crust, but not me.
All right, gotta go.
All right.
Floyd, it was great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
All right, stick around. Listen to The Kiosk is next. After that, Who Cooks for You with El Serpentine. So, And you are listening to WRT 89.9 FM Madison. It is 2 o'clock. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
2 beers and a puppy.
Have 2 beers and a puppy.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Friday, January 17th.
This is Bird Note. Sailors once believed that Wilson's storm petrels foretold a dangerous tempest. The bird's dark wings and white banded tail were an omen of trouble on its way to the ship. Like many legends, there's probably a grain of truth. Wilson's storm petrels are tiny seabirds weighing just over an ounce. During a gale, hiding beside a large ship could provide a little shelter from the gusts. Wilson's storm petrels occur in every ocean, preferring cold, salty water rich in plankton. Their feet patter across the surface to stir up small prey items, such as krill and small fish. When traveling, they often glide on powerful ocean winds. Wilson's storm petrels breed on the cliffs of islands in the Southern Oceans, South America, and Antarctica, where they sometimes nest as far as 70 miles inland. Unlike most seabirds, they raise their young in burrows, perhaps giving them some security from predators like skuas and gulls.